Oh, honey, isn't this so exciting?
I can't get over it.
Oh, God, I hope they do a good job.
So many things going on right
here. Really, here are our nephews doing this little comedy show.
I know.
Excuse me, ladies, you're on the air.
Fourth season, so... Well, I'm just glad we can be in the audience for it.
Well,
and watch and
ladies, we need to introduce the show. We're on the air.
And we can always step in if they need
us. Sure, we'll do a little... I'm sure we'll want to do it. Not cool.
Hello,
everybody. Hello. Anita M. Buffen here.
And I'm Gina Maria Ritali.
And we're here to welcome you...
to the fourth season...
of Sunday Morning Mimosa, honey.
That's right.
How exciting.
Oh, my goodness.
So wonderful.
Wow.
Now, is it... Gil, is that all we have?
Wrap it up. Yes, that's all you have to do. Thank you, ladies. Take your seats.
I mean, really.
Okay, well, okay. I guess that's all. Okay.
All right.
All right, enjoy the show, everybody.
All right.
Enjoy. Where are our seats?
Our seats are right over there. Thank you so much, and we're ready to start. Right over there.
All right.
And we're ready to go in 5, 4, 3, hit it.
That's hot.
Do you love it?
Hello, everybody.
How are you?
Welcome.
God.
It's kind of weird.
I know.
All right, if everybody can take their seats.
I know we're really excited, but please, settle down.
Okay. Hello, Nico and Vula. Hello.
Oh, my God, it's so good. I haven't had baklava in months.
Vula, it was delicious this morning.
I had three pieces.
Delicious. Yeah. So good. All right. Everybody take a seat. We're so excited to be back.
Yeah. Yes. I mean, it's been a while.
Okay. First of all, if you're just tuning in for the first time, welcome to Sunday Morning Mimosa.
Yes.
Where have you been?
Well, first of all, let's introduce ourselves.
Yeah.
My name is Travis James.
I'm Joe.
And I'm Steven.
And again, you're listening to Sunday Morning Mimosa.
Right.
And we are so excited to have you here. Where have we been? Oh, my God.
We've been everywhere and back.
We probably had the busiest couple months that we've ever had.
Yeah.
What do we got going on? Well, the prequel. Anita M. Buffen and Gina Maria Ritali in the prequel. Mm-hmm.
Well, thanks to Gina Maria and Anita for
introducing
us, of course.
Hello, Anita and Gina Maria.
Great job.
So we did the prequel at the D-Lounge.
Yeah.
For one of our biggest audiences yet.
Mm-hmm.
We had to turn people away. We sold standing room tickets.
Amazing.
It was unbelievable.
Yeah.
We will be back at the D-Lounge for Anita M. Buffen and Gina Maria Ritali's Christmas show.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. More details on that coming soon,
right.
But I want to get you those dates. They're December 11th and December 18th, both Fridays. Tickets should be available soon.
Awesome. Check the website for that.
Check the website.
And more details.
So exciting. We're also...
On top of all that, we have all
new
this
home.
Stuff going on. Yeah, basically a new home for Sunday Morning Mimosa. I mean, we have a home here on your iPod, obviously.
Yes. And in your heart.
And your iPod is... your iPod is so comfortable.
It is. We love
cozy.
It there.
It's
we
very
love it
cozy.
There. But we also have found another new spot in right in our
neck of the woods.
Neck of the woods
in
Astoria. A great new place called Mix.
Mixed Cafe and Lounge.
That's right. We're being featured there on
Thursday nights and Sundays.
That's right.
So quick little information on that. We're there on Thursday nights to host the dating game. And we may be playing with a couple other old game show themes,
mm-hmm.
which is very exciting. We're also there on Sundays for Aunt Anita and Aunt Gina Marie's Supper Club.
That's right.
Which is brunch from 12 to 5. And be sure you're there. You'll be served by Anita and Gina. They'll do some numbers for you. I think their manager comes out every once in a while.
Tina Marie's daughter is always there.
And who knows what other characters may show. Very exciting. Again, there's a lot going on. Too much for us to talk about here. Be on the lookout.
Mm-hmm.
I want to give a quick shout out to our new great friend, Jen, who is now hosting a Sunday Morning Mimosa fan page, our very first ever fan-created fan page. I can't stand it.
It's amazing.
I think it's Sunday Morning Mimosa Anonymous.
On
Facebook. Check it out.
You can find it from our Facebook page or, you'll be able to find it.
Exactly. Thank you so much, Jen.
Yes.
And we will be sending her exclusive content to be uploaded there daily.
Yeah.
That's right. Thanks for your love and support.
Yeah,
really.
We love it. Moving on.
Yeah.
Our new season.
That's it.
This is it.
You're
experiencing the
season four
of Sunday Morning Mimosa.
This is crazy.
I can't believe it's been 4 years.
I can't believe it either.
Yeah.
Can't believe it.
So we took a little break. You haven't heard from us in a few weeks, but we're trying to regroup and reformulate the podcast. So you check back often this week.
Yeah.
You should be seeing quite a few updates. Right. Instead of one on every Sunday, you're going to see new content throughout the week.
Yeah, exactly. And we're going to try our best to keep them short and sweet.
Right.
So all you have to do is take a quick listen.
Yeah, on your train ride. There you go. We'll just be with you for your train ride. You don't have to come back to it later. You
know? Yes. Also with this season, I am so excited to announce that we have a new, not new to us, but will be new to you guys,
yeah,
a new cast member on the podcast.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we want to go ahead and,
let's bring her out.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to Sunday Morning Mimosa the fabulous, talented actress, Laura Gilroy. Laura, have a seat.
Welcome.
Welcome
to the round
table. Yes, welcome. You can sit right there. Thank you. Oh, Laura, you're gorgeous. You may know me. I'm Tony R. Fontaine, the original MySpace tranny, coming soon to Facebook.
Yeah.
I'm so happy to have you here and so excited about the new season. And this is just so exciting. Let me get you a mimosa. Would you like a mimosa?
Oh, definitely.
Of course you would. I will get it for you in just a second.
Thanks.
Thank you, Tony.
Yes, thanks. Yes.
So, Laura, welcome.
Thanks.
It's been a long time coming.
So, Laura, why don't you introduce yourself to our guests and tell them a little bit about yourself?
Okay, well, I'm Laura Gilreath, and you may have seen me at some of the live shows. I play Tina Marie Ritali, and I'm also working on some other characters. I'm so happy to be here, to be a part of the podcast now.
We're excited to have you.
We're so excited to have you.
It's going to be so much fun.
Yay.
Yeah.
Now, Laura, have you done some character acting in the past? I mean, of course, I know the answer to this, but...
Yes.
Other than Tina Marie, you've done some theater.
I do theater and I do film and I do my own characters. I create them and record them.
Which we're going to be very excited to get on the show here.
Absolutely.
Sure.
Okay, mimosas are ready. Here you go, Laura. You get the first one.
Okay.
I can tell you, you are gorgeous.
Oh, wow, thanks.
They're good, aren't they? All right. You know what? I'm going to tell you the secret just between us girls, okay?
Okay.
Basically, what you do is you go to a 7-Eleven or a 7-Eleven type establishment, and you get a big gulp, something very large, plastic, can be a bowl if it has to be.
Okay.
Fill it up to the brim with the cheapest champagne you can buy. Buy 2, 3, 4 bottles at like $2 a pop. That should be fine.
Okay.
Fill it all the way up. And you want to stop by your local fruit stand or whatever you can find. Pick up an orange. It can be small, dime size if it has to be. It doesn't have to be very big. Get that home. You cut it an eighth of an inch. I like it. Very small, even millimeters thin. You just squeeze a drop in there just for a little bit of color, and boom, there you go. You got world famous Sunday Morning Mimosa. So
yeah,
you enjoy that, and
thank you.
Maybe later on we can talk about how you stay so beautiful. I would love to know your secrets. All right, we'll talk later. Enjoy the show. I'm so excited.
Thank you. Wow. Thank you.
That Tawny, such a good hostess. A good hostess.
And delicious mimosa.
You love it?
Thank you so much.
Now you're
officially part of it. Yeah, that's your initiation
right there.
Yes.
Enjoy.
Perfect.
Yes.
So, again, Laura, thank you. Outside of Sunday Morning Mimosa, where can our fans and listeners
see
more about you?
Yeah. Well, you can check out my website, www.lauragilreath.com. It's LauraGilreath.
Nice.
You can follow me on Twitter.
Oh.
Yeah.
You tweet.
I do. I just started.
How do you feel about that?
It's kind of weird, actually.
I don't really like it.
I'm not set up with that.
I was told,
I was told
to promote myself, I should Twitter.
Yeah.
And so that's what I've started doing.
Okay.
It's kind of weird.
One of the things you feel like you kind of have to do, but what's the point?
Anyway.
Well,
we're glad you're here.
We'll follow you anyway.
We'll follow you. You follow us, all that jazz. So what else we got going on?
Just really quick, I want to say hi to some of our friends who came to our last show. Zach and Jeff are opening a new store in Bryant Park.
Ooh.
Which are actually they have like a holiday shopping area there. So it's really cool. It's a fun thing to do during winter, to go shopping outside. There's some cool stuff. And they're opening actually a game store, which is tons of unique board games and all that kind of stuff. It's called The Games Place, and they have a website, thegamesplaceonline.com, which has their whole inventory, so you can check it out beforehand. And it'll tell you exactly where they are. They're at the 6th Ave entrance near the fountain. So go check them out, and they have some really cool stuff. And
that sounds
fun.
You
like it.
Just throw a penny
Wait,
there.
Can we talk about how the holidays are like
here? Kids are here.
WTF. WTF. I feel like we were just planning our summer show.
Can you believe it?
Also, shout out real quick. I know so many shout outs today.
I know.
We are going to be performing at the School of Visual Arts, the New York City School of Visual Arts, on November 11th. We're so excited for that.
That's right.
To you guys, whoever's listening from there now. We will see you there on the 11th.
Yes.
Exciting.
And also check out our website for more podcast posts coming up this week. And
exactly.
Additional,
right.
You know, ones coming up.
Yeah, so
in
plug in your iPod every day this week.
Yeah.
And maybe there'll be something
Who knows?
Yeah.
It'll be great.
From your iTunes. It'll download right into your iPod.
Who
we'll
knows?
Be there again.
And Gil, our producer, Gil, everybody.
Of
Hello,
course,
Gil.
Hey, Gil.
Now, we're set here for today, I think. This
yeah,
little...
actually, Gil's going to be pretty upset.
Yeah.
We're
running
we're
over time.
We're actually
oh my God.
Seconds right. over.
So, we're going to leave you with Anita and Gina, and we will see you guys later on this week.
Yes. Thank you, guys.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Hi, I'm Anita M. Buffum.
And I'm Gina Marie Ritali.
And you know us
from SundayMorningMimosa.com.
Now listen, Bubbas, we're here to tell you about some two very exciting dates.
Oh, things coming up.
Exactly. Thursday nights, we're going to be at The Mix, Astoria Cafe Lounge.
That's right.
Which is on 41st
and 30th Avenue.
Right across from the BP.
That's right.
Now listen, honey, you'd be there on Thursday nights. We're doing the dating game.
Oh.
We might do some, what's the other game?
Oh, God, let's make a deal.
And that's going to be a great
deal.
Yes. And then on Sundays, we're back there again.
For Sunday brunch.
Hello.
Anita and Gina.
Supper Club.
That's right.
Oh, honey, it's going to be such a good deal.
Oh,
it's going to be such
goodness.
A good, it's going to be such a good deal. You got to come down and see us. We love you so much.
Oh, God.
And also, real quick to say, Anita and Buffum here is going to have her very own advice column starting November 9th. On www.stupidassquestions.com.
Wow.
Exactly. So you go there and click on my face, and you will be able to see my advice column. And don't forget to submit questions, Bubba.
Oh, so
exciting. Now, Gina, you don't have an advice column.
No, I don't. But I've helped you out before.
You have. You have.
You
have.
So I know what it's like. You know. And I used to be a reader of the Dear Abby.
That's true. Plus, your life experiences as well. Really?
Oh, I could write a tell-all book.
Well, all right, Bubbas, we love you.
All right.
And we'll see you soon.
All right.
All right.
Bye-bye.
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 Doubles? Anyone? Cords free.